Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The CoreCast. I'm your host, Chris Harris, and I'm a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor. I've been working with clients for over 17 years to help them get stronger, move better, and recover from injury. I'm going to share some of the things that I've learned from my experiences with you. In this week's episode, we're going to explore the effects that holidays can have on our physical and mental health and well-being. It can be a time of great joy and happiness, but also a time of stress and anxiety. This can be due to several factors, including increased stress levels. Many individuals experience heightened stress during the holiday season due to various factors such as financial pressures, increased social obligations, and the pressure to create a perfect holiday experience. Another stressor is weight gain. The holidays are often associated with indulgent meals and treats, leading to potential weight gain. Studies suggest that people tend to consume more calories during this time, which can contribute to weight gain and affect your physical health. Emotional challenges. The holidays can evoke a range of emotions, including feelings of loneliness, sadness, and grief, and it can be particularly challenging for those who have lost loved ones or are experiencing difficult life situations. Changes in routine, travel, and increased social activities can disrupt regular sleep patterns during the holiday season as well. Lack of sleep or poor quality of sleep can take a toll on both physical and mental well-being. The financial demands of gift-giving, travel, and hosting events during the holidays can cause financial stress for many individuals, impacting their mental health. Seasonal affective disorder is something that some people experience, which is a type of depression that occurs during the winter months. The lack of sunlight can contribute to the feelings of low mood, fatigue, and decreased motivation. It's important to note that these effects can vary from person to person, and not everyone experiences them to the same extent. Taking proactive steps to manage stress, prioritize self-care, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and seeking support when needed can help mitigate these effects during the holiday season. Next, we're going to take a look at some things that you can do this holiday season to help maintain and improve your health. The first one's maintaining a balanced diet. During the holidays, it's really easy to indulge in rich and sugary foods. While occasional indulgence is fine, it's crucial to maintain a balanced diet throughout the season. Incorporate plenty of fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains into your meals. Opt for healthier alternatives in your favorite holiday recipes, such as using low-fat ingredients or reducing sugar. Practice portion control and listen to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Here's some examples of how you can achieve and sustain a balanced diet. Include a variety of nutrient-dense foods. Ensure that your meals consist of a wide range of nutrient-dense foods. Again, those fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Aim to get different colors and types of fruits and vegetables into your diet to maximize the intake of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Portion control is really important. Pay attention to portion sizes to avoid overeating. Use smaller plates and bowls to create the illusion of a fuller plate. Listen to your body's hunger and fullness cues and eat until you're satisfied, not overly stuffed. Remember to eat regularly and avoid skipping meals. Skipping meals can lead to excessive hunger, which may result in overeating or making unhealthy food choices later in the day. Aim to have regular meals and incorporate healthy snacks between meals to maintain steady energy levels and prevent cravings. And really try to limit processed foods and added sugars. Processed foods often contain high amounts of unhealthy fats, added sugars, and artificial additives. Instead, opt for whole foods whenever possible, as they provide more nutrients and are generally lower in calories. Be mindful of added sugars in beverages, snacks, and packaged foods that try to limit their consumption as well. Important here is to hydrate with water. Water is essential for maintaining proper bodily functions. Replace those sugary drinks and excessive caffeine with water as your primary source of hydration. If you find plain water boring, just infuse it with slices of fruit or herbs for a refreshing twist. Practice mindful eating. Be present and mindful while you're eating. Slow down, savor each bite, and pay attention to your body's hunger and fullness signals. This practice helps prevent overeating and promotes a healthier relationship with food. Mindful eating involves being fully present and aware of your food choices and eating habits. Try to savor each bite, paying attention to flavors, textures, and sensations. This practice helps prevent overeating and promotes healthier food choices. Mindful eating also fosters a positive relationship with food, reducing guilt or shame associated with holiday indulgences. Practicing mindful eating habits during the holidays can help you maintain that healthy relationship with food and enjoy your meals more fully. We're going to go over some examples of some ways to incorporate mindfulness into your eating habits. One way is to slow down and savor. Take your time while eating, savor those bites, and pay attention to the flavors. Eating slowly helps you become aware of your body's hunger and fullness cues. Another thing is to listen to your body. Tune into your body's signals of hunger and fullness. Before eating, ask yourself if you're truly hungry or if you're eating out of habit or emotions. Eat until you feel comfortably satisfied, not overly full. Engage your senses. Use all of your senses to fully experience your meal. Notice the colors, smells, textures of the foods, and engage your taste buds by savoring each flavor. This can help you feel more connected to your food and enhance your enjoyment. Be mindful of portion sizes. Use smaller plates and bowls to help control your portions and prevent overeating. Pay attention again to those fullness cues from your body and avoid the urge for seconds if you're already satisfied. Try to minimize distractions while you're eating, such as watching TV or scrolling through your phone. Create a calm and focused eating environment instead. Sit down at a table, free from distractions, and fully engage in the experience of eating. Practice gratitude. Before you start eating, take a moment to express gratitude for the food on your plate and the effort that went into preparing it. Cultivating gratitude can really help you foster a positive relationship with food and promote mindful eating. And be mindful of indulgences. During the holidays, there may be an abundance of tempting treats. Instead of depriving yourself, mindfully enjoy your favorite holiday foods in moderation. Pay attention to the flavors and enjoy each bite without guilt or judgment. And again, that hydration is super important. Reminding to drink enough water throughout the day. Dehydration can sometimes be mistaken for hunger, leading to unnecessary snacking. So staying hydrated can help you maintain a clear mind and make more mindful food choices. Practicing self-compassion, that's really important. Be kind to yourself if you veer off track from your usual eating habits. Instead of criticizing or punishing yourself, practice self-compassion and acknowledge that the holiday season is a time for enjoying special foods and creating memories. And also reflect on the experience. After a meal, take a moment to reflect on the experience. Notice how you feel physically and emotionally. Reflecting on your eating habits can help you become more aware of your choices and make adjustments if needed. So remember that mindful eating is about being present, listening to your body, and enjoying your meals without judgment. By incorporating these practices, you can foster a healthier relationship with food and make the holiday season a time of nourishment and joy. It's really important also to take time to plan your meals and snacks in advance, and this helps you make healthier choices and prevents that impulsive and unhealthy food decision. Prepare meals at home whenever possible, and if it gives you more control over ingredients and portion sizes, then it's really having a positive effect. If you're feeling that you need more guidance, you can consult with a registered dietitian or nutritionist for personalized advice and guidance on your diet plan. They can help you create that well-balanced meal plan tailored to your specific needs, preferences, and health goals. Remember that maintaining a balanced diet is a long-term commitment to nourishing your body with wholesome foods. Gradually implement these practices into your lifestyle and focus on progress rather than perfection. Really staying active is key for the managing stress and staying healthy during the holidays. So physical activity is really essential for maintaining overall health and well-being. Despite the holiday rush, try to incorporate regular exercise into your routine. Engage in activities that you enjoy, such as walking, jogging, dancing, or yoga. Involve family and friends in active pursuits and make it more enjoyable that way. Consider participating in holiday-themed runs, walks, or maybe volunteering opportunities that promote physical activity while contributing to a good cause. Here's some tips to fit exercise in during the holidays. First one is to prioritize time and schedule. Finding time for exercise during the holidays may seem daunting, but with careful planning, it is achievable. Evaluate your schedule and identify pockets of time that can be dedicated to physical activity. Set realistic goals, such as committing to at least 30 minutes of exercise most days of the week. Schedule your workouts like any other appointment to ensure that you stick to them. Some exercise ideas to consider are high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. HIIT is a popular and time-efficient exercise program that alternates between short bursts of intense activity and periods of rest at a lower-intensity exercise. HIIT workouts can be easily adapted to fit your needs and can be done at home with minimal equipment. Examples of HIIT exercises include squat jumps, burpees, mountain climbers, and high knees. A typical HIIT workout may consist of 20 to 30 seconds of intense exercise, followed by 10 to 20 seconds of rest, repeated for several rounds. A second option is circuit training. Circuit training involves performing a series of exercises targeting different muscle groups with minimal rest in between. This form of exercise is effective for building strength, improving cardiovascular fitness, and burning calories. You can create a circuit by selecting exercises such as push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, and jumping jacks. Performing each exercise for a specific duration or number of repetitions, moving from one exercise to the next without resting. Repeat the circuit for multiple rounds, adjusting intensity and difficulty as needed. Some other home exercises include things like body weight exercises, push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, and tricep dips, or maybe yoga or Pilates. These are practices that can help improve flexibility, strength, and balance. And there's numerous online tutorials and apps that offer great guided sessions. Cardiovascular exercises like jumping jacks, jump rope, or running or jogging in place, or dancing to your favorite music can help you really burn some calories. And stretching. Incorporate stretching to improve flexibility and relieve muscle tension that can build up during the holidays. Finding ways to fit fitness into your holiday routine is really essential for maintaining that physical health and well-being. Prioritizing time, scheduling workouts, and exploring exercise programs like HIIT and circuit training that offer efficient workouts while being creative, consistent, and committed can help you achieve your fitness goals during the holiday season and start your new year off on a healthy note. Remember that small efforts add up, and embrace the opportunity to stay active and energized throughout the holidays. Amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays, it's really crucial also to prioritize adequate rest and sleep. Lack of sleep can lead to fatigue, mood swings, and weakened immunity. Establish a regular sleep routine and aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a calm sleep environment by minimizing distractions like electronic devices before bedtime. Allow yourself downtime to relax and recharge, reducing stress levels and promoting mental well-being. Improving sleep quality is essential for overall well-being and productivity. Here's some examples of some ways that you can enhance your sleep quality. The first one is sticking to that consistent sleep schedule, going to bed and waking up at the same time each day, even on the weekends. This will help regulate your body's internal clock and promote better sleep quality. Another thing you can do is create a calm and comfortable sleep environment. Make your bedroom a sleep-friendly environment by keeping it dark, quiet, and comfortable. Use blackout curtains, earplugs, or white noise machine if needed, and keep the temperature to a comfortable temperature for you. Invest in a good mattress, pillows, and bedding that suit your preferences. It's important also to develop a relaxing routine before bed to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. This may include activities such as reading a book, taking a warm bath, practicing relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation, or maybe listening to soothing music. Limit your exposure to those electronic devices before bed. Remember that blue light emitted by electronic devices such as smartphones, tablets, or computers can interfere with sleep. Really try to avoid using these for at least an hour before bed. Instead, engage in those calming activities like reading or listening to music that promote relaxation. Try to refrain from consuming stimulants like caffeine, nicotine, or alcohol close to bedtime. These substances can disrupt your sleep patterns and make it harder to fall asleep or achieve deep sleep. We talked about this earlier, but engaging in regular physical activity during the day can promote better sleep at night. Try to avoid intense exercise, however, close to bedtime, as it can increase alertness and make it harder to relax. Managing stress is really vital. Stress and anxiety can significantly impact sleep quality. Practice stress management techniques such as journaling, those deep breathing exercises, or engaging in activities that will help you unwind and relax before bed. Create a sleep-friendly diet. That one's important. Be mindful of your food choices, especially closer to bedtime. You want to avoid heavy, spicy, or greasy meals that can cause discomfort or indigestion. Instead, opt for light, nutritious snacks if needed. If you struggle with nighttime sleep, really try to limit your daytime napping or keep it short to around 20 to 30 minutes to avoid napping too close to bedtime. And if you're consistently having trouble sleeping or suspect you have a sleep disorder, it's really important to consult a healthcare professional. They can evaluate your sleep patterns and provide appropriate guidance or treatment options. It's important to remember that everyone's sleep needs may vary, so it's important to find what works best for you. But by incorporating these strategies into your routine, you can improve your sleep quality and wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. really, the holiday season can be stressful, and it's vital to prioritize stress management techniques to maintain mental and emotional health. Those relaxation techniques we talked about earlier, like deep breathing, meditation, and mindfulness, are very important to really reset. Set those realistic expectations and avoid overcommitting yourself. And delegate tasks and seek support from family and friends. Engage in activities that bring you joy, such as reading, listening to music, and pursuing hobbies. Managing stress during the holiday season is crucial for maintaining your well-being and enjoying the festivities. Here's some ways to effectively manage stress during the holidays. Prioritize self-care. Make self-care a priority by setting aside time for activities that help you relax and recharge. Things like reading, taking walks, practicing mindfulness and meditation, or enjoying that hobby you love. Avoid overwhelming yourself with unrealistic expectations. Set achievable goals and remember it's okay if everything doesn't go according to plan. Try to be flexible and focus on what truly matters to you during the holidays. Remember to plan your time effectively. Create a schedule or to-do list. Prioritize your tasks and delegate whenever possible. This can help reduce that last-minute rushing and allow for more enjoyable and stress-free holiday moments. Try to simplify your celebrations. Consider, instead of hosting elaborate gatherings, maybe opt for a smaller intimate get-together or maybe a virtual celebration. Simplify your decorations and gift-giving to help lower that stress level. Again, can't say this enough, but maintaining those healthy habits, really getting enough sleep, eating balanced meals, and exercising regularly will help you support your mental well-being as well. Set boundaries. Learn to say no and set boundaries to protect your time and energy. It's okay to decline invitations or commitments that may overwhelm you. Prioritize activities and events that are truly going to bring you joy and align with your values. We can't say this enough, but practicing gratitude. Take time to reflect on the things that you're grateful for during the holiday season. Keeping a gratitude journal or expressing gratitude daily can help shift your focus to the positive aspects of the holidays and reduce that stress level. And again, seeking support. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups for emotional support. Share your feelings and concerns with trusted individuals who can offer guidance or simply lend a listening ear. Sometimes just talking about your stress can provide relief. Finding those stress-relieving activities that help you unwind, such as taking a warm bath, that meditation and deep breathing, those types of things are really vital. And if you're still being overwhelmed by stress or you're struggling with your mental health, please don't hesitate to seek professional help. A therapist or counselor can provide the guidance and support during these challenging times. The holidays are really meant to be a time of joy and connection. Implementing these stress-relieving strategies can help you manage stress more effectively, prioritize your well-being, and enjoy a more peaceful and fulfilling holiday season. The holiday season is also an opportunity to connect with our loved ones. Nurturing meaningful relationships helps to contribute to our mental well-being. Prioritize quality time with family and friends. Engage in activities that promote social interaction. Share laughter, stories, and create new memories together. Reach out to those who may be feeling lonely or isolated, spreading kindness and fostering a sense of community. Those meaningful relationships during the holiday is a great way to connect with loved ones and create those lasting memories. Here's some ways you can foster meaningful relationships. Number one is connecting with loved ones by reaching out to family and friends near or far through phone calls, video chats, or handwritten letters. Take the time to catch up, express gratitude, and share your love and appreciation for them. Another way is to plan quality time. Set aside a dedicated time to spend with loved ones, whether it's cooking together, playing games, going for a walk, or watching a holiday movie. Make the effort to create special moments and meaningful experiences. Maybe you can try volunteering together. Find opportunities to give back as a group. Volunteer at a local charity, organize a food drive, or participate in community service projects. Doing good together can strengthen bonds and create a sense of shared purpose. The next one is sharing traditions. Embrace the holiday traditions that are meaningful to your family and friends. Whether it's baking cookies, decorating the tree, or exchanging handmade gifts, sharing traditions can deepen connections and create a sense of belonging. Next one is practice active listening. Engaging in meaningful conversations by practicing active listening means giving your full attention, showing genuine interest, and validating the thoughts and feelings of the person you're talking to. This helps foster a deeper connection and understanding. and expressing gratitude, taking that time to express gratitude for the presence of the loved ones in your life. Share what you appreciate about them and the positive impact that they've had on you. Gratitude can strengthen relationships and create that sense of warmth and connection. Engage in acts of kindness. Show kindness to others during the holiday season. For example, helping a neighbor with their holiday decorations, maybe offering to cook a meal for someone in need, or surprising a loved one with a thoughtful gesture. Acts of kindness can bring people closer together. And creating new traditions. Start new traditions that reflect the values and interests of your loved ones. Maybe it's organizing a holiday-themed scavenger hunt. Maybe it's hosting a potluck dinner or starting a gratitude journal. Those new traditions can help strengthen bonds and create unique memories. And sometimes during the holidays, there's tension and conflicts. This is a time to practice forgiveness and understanding. Foster open and honest communication, listen to each other's perspectives, and work towards resolving any differences. This can help heal relationships and create a more harmonious holiday season. And lastly, be fully present when spending time with loved ones. Put away your distractions, such as your phone or work-related matters, and truly engage in the moment. Show genuine interest, share laughter, and create an atmosphere of love and connection. Remember that fostering meaningful relationships during the holidays is about prioritizing connection, love, and appreciation. And by incorporating these practices, you'll create a holiday season filled with deep and meaningful connections with those you care about. And it'll be a very, very joyous and balanced experience. Remember that taking care of yourself, nurturing your mental and physical health is vital during the holiday season to help you to really fully appreciate and enjoy the magic of the holidays. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the CoreCast. Make sure to tune in next week for another great episode. Follow the CoreCast on all major podcast platforms. Visit our website, www.core-fit.com, and that's core with a K, for great information and resources about Pilates, fitness, health and wellness, and more. We've also launched the Core Fitness Workout Channel with virtual workouts at your fingertips. You can try a week for free. Follow us on Instagram at core_fitness_AZ. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider supporting our work by donating using the link provided at the bottom of the description. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you next week.